London is now on a one-year countdown to the opening of the 2012 Olympic Games, and the city's got a lot to live up to. The last Summer Olympics in Beijing were praised by Olympic officials as truly exceptional, with spectacular ceremonies, magnificent firework displays, and fierce sporting competition. When London bid to host the next Games, Brits wondered, was the huge investment worth it? So, 3 years on, how do people in Beijing feel? From Beijing, the BBC's Martin Patience reports.
We're here at the Bird's Nest Stadium with its iconic lattice metalwork. It became a symbol of what was a hugely successful Olympic Games here in 2008. And just all around me are groups of tourists, some with umbrellas, shading themselves from the sun, touring the Olympic Village. Now, according to some estimates, Beijing spent up to $40 billion on hosting the event. That's far more than London is spending on its Olympics. But we're just going to go inside now and speak to one top Chinese official about the preparations that the city took in order to host this huge event.
The one-year countdown is a crucial time. The clock is ticking.
Zhang Shaoyu, who was the number two in Beijing's Olympic Organizing Committee, knows the pressure better than most. And he believes London can learn lessons from Beijing's experience.
We worked to make sure that the Olympics complemented Beijing's economic development. For example, when we built the new infrastructure for the Olympics, it improved everybody's standard of living.
Well, ahead of the Games, Beijing went on something of a building binge. And it wasn't just sports venues. It was subway lines, an airport terminal, roads and railways. It was all designed to keep a city moving and an Olympic Games running like clockwork. So what's been the legacy of these Games? Well, here I am sitting in the Bird's Nest Stadium watching children do laps on Segway scooters around the athletics track. But to get a deeper understanding, I've spoken to one of the country's best-known sports commentators, Yan Chang, to see what his opinion is. Yan, what did the Olympics mean to China?
At that time, it was kind of a door-opening event. I would say that it was the first time the modern China had really opened its door to the whole world.
And what's been the legacy? Everybody knows Beijing put on a fantastic show, but has there actually been a legacy from this Games, and a meaningful one?
Beijing 2008, it will always be remembered as a national confidence boost. But in a sports sense, the Olympics helped the whole nation to come and understand the real meaning of sport, which was not just about political pride or kind of international identity of this nation. I think, you know, sports would be more about individual, would be a way of life.
And you've been examining the London Olympics. You've been over there, you've been looking at the plans. How do you think the legacy there will differ from the legacy here?
I would say sustainability would be the key word for London 2012. London 2012 would be the starting point of all the new Olympics, and Beijing 2008 might be the last mega Olympics.
Ever since the end of the Olympics, the water cube has proved a huge success. But with water slides and live bands, it was always going to prove a draw. There's hundreds of kids running around here trying to get onto the slides. Now, the Olympics in London will be very different from the ones held here in Beijing. But people here hope that one thing remains the same, and that's by the end of the Olympics that China will have won the most gold medals.
That report from the BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing.